A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Susan Boyle of Scotland recently soared to international fame overnight when she sang "I Dreamed a Dream" from the play Les Misérables on television. Here are some of those words. "I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die." And later on, "I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed." How can this beautiful music carry such tragic words? Or again, how can a beautiful life be filled with tragic events? We've all probably dreamed a dream that died. Amen, I say to you, many prophets longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. It is important to dream, not only at night, but for the future of our lives. Dreaming of good and beautiful events is one thing that makes us human. We use our intellectual and spiritual capacities to create new realities. And we find new meaning in our lives and reach our fullest potential. God is the greatest dreamer of all. He dreamt of and brought about our creation and redemption. But in this very fragile world, dreams often turn to ashes, and we never see their fulfillment. Our children may not turn out as we had hoped on the day of their birth. A child with a brilliant mind ends up as a drug addict. We may not go to the school we've dreamed of or get the job we've striven for. I know one young woman who dreamed throughout her school years of becoming an Air Force pilot. But when she was not accepted because she was too short, her life went into a tailspin, and she still has not recovered. Amen, I say to you, many prophets longed to see what you see and did not see it, to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Saint Bridget of Sweden, whose memorial is today, dreamed dreams. Bridget dreamed of a long and happy life with her husband, Ulf, and their 8 children. But after 26 years of marriage, her husband died, and later her son, Charles. Bridget dreamed of a new religious order of the Holy Savior. She did, in fact, write the rule and the office, but she never actually saw it realized in her own native Sweden. Bridget dreamed of eradicating slavery and abortion. She even spoke and wrote about these evils with seemingly little success. Bridget was an advisor to European royalty and dreamed of restoring the papacy from Avignon, France, to Rome. But that accomplishment would be the work of St. Catherine of Siena 5 years after Bridget's death. Yet all these broken dreams never stopped Bridget from fulfilling God's will for her life and the world of her times. And in 1999, Pope John Paul II declared her a co-patron of Europe. Amen, I say to you, many prophets longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Never seeing what we long to see or hearing what we long to hear is a great suffering, but we must never give up. Our primary dream must be that God's perfect will be accomplished in our hearts and in the world. Dreaming is akin to the theological virtue of hope, which is the virtue of a dreamer, of the prophet, the pilgrim, of the Christian. Hope looks to the future good to be attained. It urges us to keep moving, to keep trying and striving despite setbacks. There is an old adage that says, where there is life, there is hope. We may sometimes have to die to our favorite secret dreams, and it's only natural and healthy that we grieve these deaths. But we must move on. Because then our emptiness will be able to receive the infinite dreams of God, which are greater, more lavish, and satisfying than our finite ones. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high, and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. That real love is divine. That real life is eternal. And that real hope will lift us up to the heights. Dare to dream a dream that is God's dream for you. And never forget the words of the psalmist. Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my help and my God.